Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Jonathan Siegley and Sherelle McMillan from Inside Carolina here. Rail Carolina is coming off a 31-point victory over Pittsburgh, 96-65, and the Heels have Duke coming up next Thursday. Given that the Heels were able to blow Pitt out in this game, do you think that they will be better prepared and better rested for Duke when they come to Chapel Hill?
Yeah, and the fact that it's at home, I think, will help them a good deal. But they were coming off of not even bad defensive performances, like historically atrociously bad defensive performances. So even though it was just Pittsburgh, who was 0-11 in conference after tonight's game, just being able to have fun on the court again. I mean, this team over the last, 14 days has kind of looked miserable on the court. Nobody looks like they're having fun. There's not a ton of energy. I think in the second half against Clemson in Little John, there was a little bit of that when they made the comeback. But for the most part, it looks just like they're not having fun. They're not enjoying it. They're definitely engaged and they're definitely into it. There's a difference when you're having fun and emotional and energetic versus when you're like, just got to come out of here with a win and emotional and energetic. It just looks different. And it's much easier to do that in front of your home crowd. So all that to say that, yeah, I do think it helps North Carolina just because now they have some time off to look back and say, hey, you know, they beat Pittsburgh. They played well. They can throw out the 3-game losing streak and now just look forward. So it was positive from that regard, because if they had somehow found a way to lose this game, then, you know, I think it was kind of going downhill for the rest of the season. So it was definitely a needed win. Again, it was just Pittsburgh, but it gives them confidence, I think, heading into this 3-game in 5-day stretch.
That's a good point, Rel, because after the Duke game on Thursday, the Heels have to travel to Raleigh to face NC State on Saturday. Then they turn right back around on Monday to host Notre Dame in the Dean Dome. So getting as much rest as they can is going to be paramount. And to get more information on UNC basketball, check out the InsideCarolina.com premium basketball message board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.